Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. News, radio, information, entertainment. Wait, who's this guy? It's me, Jesse Steele. You haven't heard from me in a while, and that's for a very good reason, because Dan Jackson was doing an amazing job, and then he had something he had to do, so now I've got to step in, and I'm like, ah! The problem is you got these things built, right? So if you're doing it every single day, you have a template in your editing software where you can just go fill in the blanks with the new voiceover or the new commercial or whatever it is you're trying to do. Well, because he's been doing this for 6 months now, I don't have that anymore, so I have to build it all again. I'm just teasing. Dan is doing such a good job. You know, everybody, you should reach out to him and let him know how good of a job he's doing. You can do that at info@easternsierranow.com. Speaking of Eastern Sierra Now, have you guys got the mobile app yet? If you haven't, I don't know what's taking you so long. There's hundreds of people that have done it, and it's kind of the thing to have, man. You can do it on Android, you can do it on iPhone. It's pretty great. And what I'm leading into by saying some of our products is we have a radio station. If you're listening to it right now, then you don't need to know this. But if you're listening to this on the podcast, there is another way. We have a radio station. It goes 24 hours a day. Currently, it's a mixtape, so it's just a bunch of songs that you're gonna like guaranteed from a large assortment of genres. But soon, the idea will be to have multiple genres. So you want to listen to your local news, your local weather, local commercials, local information, local entertainment. But you just kind of don't want to listen to the local radio stations. Nothing needs to be further said than that. But you also want to listen to what you want to listen to. Well, here's your chance. So I've taken the best of both worlds. Digital streaming like Spotify or Apple Music and local radio station. Localness, is that a word? The localness from local radio stations. So you'll be able to click country, if that's what you want to listen to today, where you're going to still get the same news and weather, but you'll get country all day. If you want to listen to, I don't know, gangster rap, you can do that. If you want to listen to classical music, you can do that. Jazz. Currently, like I said, it's a mixtape because we are building our music library. But in the coming weeks, we will start releasing multiple stations, and this will all be done through an Eastern Sierra Now radio mobile app. So it will be separate from our other app. At least that's the last word I've got. You'll have to download this radio player. But once that downloads, from there you can choose, like I said, I want to listen to gangster rap today. I want to listen to classical today. The other thing that is cool about this and so much better than most radio out there is if you want to listen to the news, you just click news. You don't have to wait until 5:30 every day or noon or whatever it is. If you want the weather, you click on weather. That's going to be there updated every single day for you. So it's very simple to find out if there's road conditions, for instance, that need to be looked at. Anything like that. So anyway, let's move on to the news. You've been listening to me for a good couple of minutes now. I just was very excited about what we're offering with the radio. So in the meantime, go check it out. The app is Live365. Once you download that app, and it's free, you look up Eastern Sierra Now. Once you do that, you'll be able to access our station and start following along and listening to what we have. And as we update our current app and get to the place where we have our radio app, then you can download that and it'll all be one-stop shop. Currently, you have to go through Live 365, unfortunately. But you can also listen to it on easternsierranow.com. There's a player right there. So just to go get your local news there. It's fun. But anyway, let's move on to some news, shall we? Now, with Dan stepping back for a couple of weeks, he's fine, by the way. He just has a lot of family stuff and projects he's working on, and he can't find the time to do this. So I'm going to help him out. With him gone, I'm not sure exactly what news he did. So I'm going to start from the 12th of last week and see if we go from there, because some really important stuff did happen. Now, I'm sure you heard about the police chief, Davis, being out on leave, and the reason for that was he was given a DUI and I believe crashed a car in the snow, so a company car. So this is kind of a big deal, and it probably should be looked at pretty hard. So in the meantime, Mammoth Lakes town manager appoints Sergeant Kasabian as acting chief of police. The town manager, Daniel Haller, has appointed Sergeant Daniel Kasabian as acting chief of police for Mammoth Lakes Police Department, and that started January 8th. The appointment was made as Chief Davis is out on leave. The department has an effective team of 4 well-trained and experienced sergeants who provide operational leadership and support. The appointment of the acting police chief provides continuity of leadership and establishes the necessary command structure for the department. Holler stated that he has every confidence in the professionalism and capability of Acting Chief Kasabian, the sergeant team, and the talents and dedication of our officers and non-sworn personnel to continue providing quality police services to the community. Acting Chief Kasabian has over 20 years of law enforcement experience, serving the last 4.5 years as sergeant of MLPD, and previously served for 11 years with the department. He will continue to create a close working relationship with the other sergeants in the ongoing administration of the Mammoth Lakes Police Department. Well, our congratulations to Acting Chief Kasabian, and we will look forward to seeing more from him and seeing him do a good job up there in Mammoth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Connect, orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon.
And I'm Chelsea Brown, physician assistant and foot and ankle specialist at Mammoth Hospital.
When most people think orthopedics, they think of surgical treatments. While many orthopedic conditions, such as fractures, sprains, or arthritis, may require surgery, our aim is to provide a comprehensive spectrum of care beginning with non-surgical options as well.
When it comes to the foot and ankle, our team at Mammoth Hospital specializes in all aspects of care, from podiatry and orthotics to corrective surgery. We treat bunions, hammer toes, ankle sprains, Achilles issues, heel pain, and general arthritic conditions of the foot and ankle, in addition to expert care for toenail problems, corns, calluses, and bone spurs. Please don't let foot discomfort slow you down this season. Call us at 760-924-4084 to schedule an appointment or visit www.mammothortho.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Let me tell you a story about how a new shop in Bishop saved Christmas. So, I'm notoriously hard to shop for. It's just a fact, I don't know why it is. So, my girlfriend's looking for something Jeep-related because, well, she knows I love my Jeep. She comes across this jewel of a shop in the Rite Aid Shopping Center called Elevated Gifts and Decor. She decides to go in and check it out, and this thing is a veritable apothecary. It has the most amazing stuff. The style is flawless. It's just a wonderful little place. There's jewelry. There's all different sorts of trinkets and gifts. There's Bishop apparel, Bishop posters, hats, coasters, stickers, anything you can think of. Just an incredible shop. And she found a shirt and a hat that said Jeep on it, thus saving Christmas. So for bold gifts paired with hidden treasures, don't be afraid to venture off the main path and venture off of Main Street. Head out to the Rite Aid Shopping Center and into Elevated Gifts and Decor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power company with access to the world's best technology, specializing in meeting the unique solar power needs of the Eastern Sierra since 2008. At High Point Solar, our decades of experience allows us to operate with a high level of efficiency so we can pass the savings on to you. We are proud to have installed over 1.3 megawatts of solar power. That's hundreds of homes and businesses in your neighborhood and community benefiting from low to no energy cost and a reduced carbon footprint. Unfortunate changes are taking place regarding solar power buybacks in California. Luckily, there is still time to go solar and take advantage of existing programs before the sun sets on net energy metering as we know it this April. The time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar power and High Point Solar. Call or click today, 760-937-5849. Or visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Okay, we're back. It looks like the National Park Service is in the early stages of developing a plan to provide sustainable access, high-quality recreation experiences, visitor safety, and resource protection. This includes addressing congestion, managing crowding, and preventing damage to resources within the park. As a part of this process, the National Park Service will be evaluating different management strategies, including a reservation system. These strategies will help the park manage visitation to meet long-term resource protection and visitors' experience goals and protect the park in the future. This planning process will leverage the park's already extensive planning and decision-making portfolio that sets the foundation for considering how to best meet the goals that were identified in these plans. This is for Yosemite, by the way. I just realized that article doesn't say anything about where. This is for the Yosemite Visitor Access Management Plan. So the overall plan, there is a link that you can go to. It is at easternsierranow.com under the story Yosemite Visitor Access Management Plan. And you can click on a link to go to public comment there, which is where you will put your either concerns and yays or nays or whatever you want to say. Let's get into some sports here real quick. Bishop Bronco wrestling results. Looks like came in last, was it Friday? Might have been Thursday. Bishop Wrestling competed at Kern Valley and sweeps Kern Valley with a 34-12 victory led by seniors Will Hennerty. Win by Techfall. John Drew win by pin. Cheveo Marquez win by pin. Tabitha Ordinez win by pin. Plus our freshman Mikey Trejo wins by pin. Great matches all around. Bishop Wrestling team crowned league champions. That is awesome. That comes from our friend Ken Dutton, wrestling coach there at Bishop. Good job, Broncos. You know, it looks like Bishop Broncos JV basketball defeated Boron 64-22. Ouch. The Bishop Bronco JV team came out firing against Boron. This was Friday night and improved their undefeated league season 5-0 with a 64-22 victory. They closed out the first quarter 22-2, going into the half with a 40-10 lead. Ouch. The second half proved more of the same with Bishop coming away on top. The Broncos spread the ball around well with 14 players on their 18-man roster marking in the scorebook. Nice. Elijah Reynolds led the way with 12 points, followed by Brady Kolk with 10. Next up for the Broncos will be Kern Valley away on Tuesday, and then a non-league game against Mojave Varsity in Lone Pine next Friday. That should be good. Sounds like they're a good team. Going up against a varsity team, that's going to be pretty rough. but good job. Hey, they're a good team. We'll see what happens. So good job, Broncos. So one big deal here that I've seen, Yo County has a COVID-19 update. For this came out Friday. The California Department of Public Health will be permanently closing the Bishop COVID-19 testing site at the Tri-County Fairgrounds on Sunday the 22nd due to low utilization. The Lone Pine COVID testing site will permanently close on... it was permanently closed, my bad, on the 9th. So for more information about testing and tests to treat, please read below. We're not going to read all this. This is a lot of stuff. Just go to easternsierranow.com and you'll be able to see all about this and where you still can find testing. Both English and Spanish stuff is available here. And there's also for flu testing, not just COVID-19. So yeah, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, either on the mobile app or on the .com. You know what, another really good way, and I've noticed this hasn't moved a lot, so we need to get this going. People haven't been subscribing to the email lately, and that's crazy. That's the easiest way to do it. You don't have to check anything if you have the email. It just sends to you every time we post something. So go to easternsierranow.com. On the right-hand side, put your email in the email address bar and hit subscribe. That's all you got to do. It's the easiest way to get your local news. It's crazy, man. No one's using it. So, what else do we have? So there's a lot of snow stuff. I know we've made it through most of the snow. It's still going to snow a little bit tonight from what I understand, and we're getting there. But just know, it's crazy. Stay out of the snow. Don't drive unless you have to. Make sure you clear off your roofs. Have you seen the amount of roofs in Mammoth that are getting damaged because of massive amounts of snow on them? I've heard of people, there was one person in Sunny Slopes that said that their beams were actually cracking because their roof was on. There's so much snow on the roof. So yeah, be prepared, man. It's, if you live in Mammoth, you know, just do it. Stay out of the way of snowplows. Don't park your... Have you seen how many cars are covered in snow? Like, until the spring thaw on the streets in Mammoth? It's pretty funny. So, come on. Get it together. Get it out of there. We're going to chill out for a couple of days here. We'll get to the weather in a second, so that'll be great. But just stay out of the snow, man. There's an IRS tax extension for Mono County individuals and businesses. Please see the IRS announcement yesterday for individuals and business taxpayers in Mono County. Victims of severe winter storms, flooding, and mudslides in California began January 8th, now have until May 15th to file various individual and business tax returns and make tax payments to the IRS. There is a link for the full announcement at easternsierranow.com. This comes from Mono County, and this is just a cool thing that IRS is doing to help out because they know it has been gnarly in California, so they're trying to help everybody out. So instead of you having to sit there and counting all your receipts, you can be shoveling mud. Thanks, IRS. And even though you've probably heard this a couple of times on Eastern Sierra Now, we did a commercial about it. This comes from Mammoth Tourism. Just want to read this for you really quick. Just they want to make sure this is information that is out there. Mother Nature has bestowed 6 to 7.5 feet of unreal snow upon us in the past week. We are excited to welcome everyone to town for the holiday weekend, but please note that this will be a different type of vacation, and we need you to pay attention. Most places would view what we have just experienced in Mammoth Lakes as a natural disaster. While we are celebrating it, there are things you must keep in mind with this amount of snowfall in town, especially since After Storm is on its way this weekend. What we'd really like to ask is that everyone be patient, be considerate, be kind. Please read on for more details. We can't wait to see you this holiday weekend in Mammoth Lakes, but please, help us help you. Be patient. Please remember that locals have been shoveling nonstop for the past week just to get to work to help our town operate. They are tired, but they are here for you. Please thank them if you have a chance. This amount of snowfall, town is going to feel tight this weekend. Snowbanks are huge, often tough to see around when you are driving or walking, and parking lots are tight. Please use extreme caution and be patient when looking for parking spots and when driving to and from the mountain. Be patient helps everyone stay safe. Do not pass snow removal equipment on the roads. Do follow at Mammoth Mountain for live and hourly mountain updates. Do remember that traffic rules still exist, even if it's snowing. Do clear all the snow off your roof. Said that earlier. Do take public transit whenever possible. And be considerate. So put chains on your vehicles as soon as you enter a chain required area. Give yourself 3 times the stopping room at lights, stop signs, and when following other vehicles. Wear bright reflective clothes if you're walking around town. Don't create your own parking spot. And there's more. If you go to easternsierranow.com, you can find this from Mammoth Tourism. And it's just a good way to live throughout the winter in Mammoth. We've all lived here. We know how it goes. You know what? Let's get into a little bit of weather here. There is some good news. We'll start with Bishop. Bishop, a little bit of rain, but it has gone away. It is a beautiful day outside. The mountains look amazing, as they should every year at this time. We are doing good. And so the even better news is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm only looking at a 10-day forecast here. Partly cloudy, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, sunny, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, mostly sunny, sunny, sunny. All highs are in the 40s, and lows are in the upper 20s or lower 30s. That's great news. Everything's going to dry out a little bit, give everybody a chance to catch their breath, scoop up the mud that's everywhere. No more flooding. I mean, that will be fantastic news. So, everything is going great down here. Let's see what's going on up there. Mammoth, snowing today, of course. You know that. High of 23, low of 6. Single digits, that's right. It's going to move into some good news here. Mostly sunny, partly cloudy, sunny, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, mostly sunny, sunny. It just stays warm for a few days. Well, warm is a relative term. It stays sunny for a few days, which is great. The snow's not going to melt, which is even better, but we won't have any precipitation of any sort for the next 10 days or so. So that's great. Give everyone a chance to catch their breath, get their feet underneath them, literally sometimes with the ice. Looks like tomorrow we'll have a high of 24 and a low of 1. Yikes. And then it's going to be the next couple of days is highs in the upper 20s. And lows in the single digits. And then it looks like it's going to step up around Saturday. 35 high, low of 16. And it's going to stay around there for the rest of this 10-day forecast. And we'll get to you when the next storm is coming in, because I hear there's going to be one, but I don't know that for a fact. So that's going to be the weather for today. Just again, reminder, go get the mobile app. Go check out what we're doing. Check out the radio. Just listen. It's fun. You're really going to enjoy it, I promise you. Go check out Live 365 is the name of the app, and then search Eastern Sierra. This is Jesse. I am stoked to be with you guys again for the next couple of weeks, and we will sign back in tomorrow and tell you what's going on. In the meantime, have a good one, everybody.